This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne. This episode of Plans, Hope, and a Future is sponsored by Jenny Becknell. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast. I am so glad you have joined me today and listening to the program. I appreciate you so, so much. Today, I wanted to talk about a subject that I feel like God put on my heart. It's kind of interesting. When Tiffany and I were doing this podcast together, there were so many times that we were not sure what we were going to talk about. And we would pray right before we would record, and God always showed up and gave us a topic of something to discuss, to share with you guys. And it was quite literally amazing how God did that. And so this morning I was in a group, a women's group, and I felt like God really wanted me to talk about on the podcast about understanding our parents. And if you know my story, you know that I have shared plenty of times about how I felt very disconnected from my parents, how I felt like there were so many times that I was let down by my parents, how I did not get what I needed from my parents. And when it came to so many of my family, it felt like it was a shameful thing to talk about where my parents had failed. And this morning, as I was thinking about that, I'm growing to a place of just really trying to understand my parents more. And that does not negate how I perceived them as a child and the traumas that I felt and the need that I have. So I think those two things can coexist together. So hear me when I say that, because I feel like people, family, other friends that have never been through it feel like it's an exclusive statement. If you understand your parents, then you didn't feel the need that you did. And I would counter that and say, nope, absolutely not. You can have the perceptions of a child, the needs of a child, and it can coexist in your adulthood and being able to understand your parents. So I've been coming to the conclusion for a really long time of my parents, the three of them, were unable to actually give me the things that I needed as a child. And I really didn't know where to put that for such a long time. Like, okay, if I can admit that my parents really did not have the cognitive ability, and there were probably moments where they did things unknowingly, that if I acknowledged that, I had to dismiss the need and the struggle and the trauma that I felt as a child perceiving them. I felt they had to be exclusive. And so God is beginning to show me that they are not exclusive, obviously, and that He wanted me to understand that there is a difference between understanding versus accountability, and that my parents are accountable to the degree that they understood what they were doing. What if they were knowingly causing me harm, then of course they are accountable for that. But at the same time, if they were not aware of the things that they were doing, the needs that they were creating in their children, then I don't know that they're necessarily accountable for that to the degree of punishment or reward that God, you know, provides for those when they appear before Him in heaven. But nevertheless, whether they were aware or not, I still had the need that I had. I still suffered the traumas I suffered. I still did not get what I need to feel nurtured, to feel loved, to feel safe. And so I don't know. I'm just trying to continue to ask God to lead me through those things of understanding accountability versus understanding, and that accountability is different than me understanding them. So, because I've had some people really dismiss how I feel, how other people have felt by saying, well, you know, your parents really could not understand. They, you know, they were just living out of their trauma. They really didn't have it to give to their kids. And like somehow that gave a pass to my pain or other people's pain. And that's not it at all. Your pain is legitimate. Your needs were legitimate as a child. Your needing to feel nurtured and loved, those are valid. Those are things that a child needs. Even my parents, when they were children, those were things that they needed. And the differences between me, I think, and my parents, aside from my father's mental illness, but just, you know, my two mothers, is that they were operating out of their trauma and they had never sought out help to heal their wounds, to be able to be a more nurturing, whole parent. And God in His grace and His mercy, and I don't know why, has led me to a place of understanding my need and healing from my trauma and unraveling all of those things that are going on in my heart and my soul, and acknowledging little Jenny with a Y and letting her know that it's okay to feel the needs that she has, the wanting to feel safe, that was completely okay. So I hope this is making sense to you about that whole process of being able to understand our parents, and that it doesn't miss their willful accountability, and it doesn't negate our needs that we had as a child. And so it also, I think it's important to say that it's not a judgment of your parents if you acknowledge that you had needs that they weren't able to meet. That's even for people with the best parents in the world that, you know, they tried their best. Their intentions were good. They weren't operating out of a trauma. Like, say you had parents like that. It is no judgment of them to say that you had a need that was not met. Because, newsflash, we are all imperfect people. And even the best parents in the world are going to create a need in their child unknowingly. Just got to tell you, folks, even being transformed by the power of God, you're still an imperfect person who is going to unknowingly do things that will create a need in your child. And you just have no control of that. But that is also where the God hole in all of us, meaning that kids are going to always have a need for God. They're always going to be seeking out after a nurturing from God. And you can't avoid it. You can't meet every single need that your child has. You just can't. But that's where the power of God has to come in. That's where God has to lead you into doing the best that you can and praying the Holy Spirit over them, praying for their souls daily, and trusting that God has got it. But it doesn't make you a bad parent if they have a need that you weren't able to meet. I had someone ask me that one time, like, how can I keep my kid from having this need? And I'm like, well, you really can't. Because God had even spoken to me that even if I had had the best parents in the world, the best human that could have been born on this earth to parent me, I would have still had a need for him. I would have still had a need in my emotions, my spirit, that they just weren't going to be able to meet. And so it wasn't a pass for my very flawed parents that I had as far as any accountability for the things that they willfully did. But it helped me understand that we all have pain. We all have struggles. You could have had great parents and you're still going to have struggles. Our stories are just different. I had a lot of trauma, but it's a relative pain. Your pain can feel as big as my pain, and our situations are different. I guess I'm kind of talking about two different things here. I'm talking about thinking about our parents and thinking about ourselves as parents. And bottom line is, we are all in need of a Savior. We're all in need of redemption. We are all in need of being transformed. And once you understand even that level of equality, that even our worst parents are equal with us as great parents, it allows for forgiveness. And boy, I know that's the big F word. I heard somebody say that the other day in a group I was in. Oh, we're going to talk about forgiveness, the big F word. And again, forgiveness is different, very much different than accountability. But forgiveness is about you as the individual, and it's really not about them as the offender whatsoever. Forgiveness is not saying everything was okay. Forgiveness is not saying you did not have pain. Forgiveness is not saying that there is no accountability. Forgiveness is not saying that what they did was of no consequence. Forgiveness is none of those things. So I challenge you, if you are in that space of really wrestling with things with your parents, even with people that have wounded you deeply, forgiveness really is not about the other person. The old phrase of, I drank poison expecting the other person to die, is absolutely the truth. God commands forgiveness, and it's for our good. Like, I do know that. God's intention for us, his love for us, it's all good. And so if God has ever commanded something, it's for our good. So if God commands us to forgive, there is a good behind it. And understanding the equality between us and our parents is a beautiful place to start with forgiveness. At the end chapter of my book, when I'm talking about my dad, the thing that brought me freedom was forgiving him. Bought my freedom. It didn't buy his. Like, he's his own individual. I was no longer trapped by anger and frustration and turmoil and all of the things that wrap around us as people when we are in that cycle of unforgiveness and wanting so much for justice to be done and for there to be accountability. All of those things are absolutely, they're valid things to feel, but I got stuck in those, and you can get stuck in those when you're cycling through unforgiveness. So I hope a lot of this has made sense. I feel like I've talked about a lot of things. Mercy for our parents, understanding for our parents, understanding for ourselves as parents, and about forgiveness. And I hope this has resonated with you. These are just some things that the Lord had put on my heart this morning. And I can continue to speak on them more as the podcast goes on. I am excited to say next podcast, we're going to have a very special guest. Her name is Kelly Mayer. Just a beautiful, wonderful individual. I'm looking so forward to interviewing her. I love her to pieces. She has a lot of truth to share about the wholeness journey and the ministry that the Lord has blessed her with, and how he is using her to deal with all of the deep traumas that have affected people. I feel equally as passionate about the mission that she's on. And so I think this is going to just really be a great conversation. God's really going to use her to speak into probably me, because I get a lot out of this personally when I interview these folks, but he's going to also use her to speak to you. So I hope you will join me next podcast. And thank you again for being a listener to the Plans Hope in a Future podcast. I so appreciate you. I appreciate my sponsor, Jenny Becknell. And I wish you well. Take care. You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne. Podcast copyright 2025 by Parable Road, LLC.